But I promise that today's episode will be a pretty good one. I think you guys might at least find somewhat enjoyment from the film we're watching.
2 hours later.
If you were expecting a turd sandwich and you got this movie, you'd be disappointed.
We need the sweet release of death for this film. I'm sorry.
I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
The following podcast is a Super Network and Pop4D production with your hosts, Super Marcy.
Because you know, like usually after Tubi Tuesdays, I'm going to order some fried chicken.
The terrible Australian, B. Jemine.
And now, in a bowl, the doll's head got decapitated.
Professor Batch.
What's Batch smoking? Wedding coop. Yes.
It contains coarse and explicit language.
I mean, he probably gave her filled with beer so he could suck them out of it.
Mature themes.
Now, is it two fingers and then the pinky to hit the button? Or yes.
Yeah, you gotta do that. You gotta put two fingers in there and then the finger goes into the slot to make sure the coins are in there.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more, please visit supermarcy.com and show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy the show.
The whole village is contaminated and there have been many deaths. Now they're celebrating the funerals.
Bodies have to be cremated.
Wish to God I knew what's happening here.
I insist that the most serious situation we have to deal with is cremating the bodies. Cut it out! Stop wasting your damn bullets, you jerks! You need to hit their heads! I told you! Say it like this!
Hello everyone and welcome back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D. This is the podcast where we go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a random film to do an audio commentary on. This is episode 52 and we are the number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians and one Canadian. I am your host, Feed the Terrible Aussie, and with me as always are my two lovely co-hosts. First up, of course, is the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hello, hello. I'm doing well, B. Thank you so much. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. Worked this morning, and I'm very excited at the moment because it is my episode once again, but for good reason this time. Hopefully, it's a good one. But before we get to that,
I'm scared.
We have our second co-host, the one, the only, Professor Batch. Hello, Batch. How are you?
Good day. How are you, my friend?
Pretty good, thanks. Like I said, I'm just very excited at the moment because usually I like to butcher you guys with my picks every time it's my turn.
I will give you a preemptive bead, you son of a bitch.
But I promise that today's episode will be a pretty good one. I think you guys might at least find somewhat enjoyment from the film we're watching.
I don't know about that.
I'm excited too because you know why? I'm not the only Canadian on this podcast.
Yes, this is a very special episode because this is a case where it's like two Australians and one Canadian. It's two Australians and two Canadians because our very special guest who is joining us is someone who you and I, Marcy, would consider a legend of the Super Network.
Yes.
Mainly because he has appeared on many of our episodes throughout the, I guess, 12 years we've been doing this show.
Yeah.
So it has been a little while since he's been on the show. On any of our podcasts, but he is back to join us for his debut appearance on the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And that, of course, is Pat Torfey. Hello, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Bede. With all that buildup, I feel like this is kind of a disappointment.
Never!
All this buildup, and it's like, oh, it's that guy.
No!
Well, I'm stoked because this is the first time you and I have ever done a podcast together, Pat.
That's true. It's really weird, though, because we've kind of crossed paths in the past, but we've never really sort of. What were you saying?
I was going to say that's not quite true, and I don't mean to embarrass all of us here. The last time we did, actually, there was an episode we did with all four of us together, and that, of course, was the legendary audio commentary for No Holds Barred.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
So was it us? Because
I've got at least six of those, so they all tend to blur together.
Yeah. It's been like 20 years.
Not quite that long.
No.
Not quite that long. But it's been a while.
Never let the truth get in the way of a good story. So this is the first time Pat and I podcast
yes, on this show. Exactly.
See, at some point, since I know No Holds Barred is on Australian Tubi, maybe at some point we'll do another commentary for that movie, and Pat will have to come back for that as well.
Yes, we'll have to revisit it. Yes.
Coming soon on the Wrestling Tapes in the Pop 4D Network.
Yes.
Exactly. But I'm really happy that you're... Yes?
Let me get my plug in first of all. Yes. Speaking of which, as of right now, very proud to say a brand new show on the Pop 4D Network, Avenging Tales, is live.
Woo! Nice.
Woo! So every Thursday, you'll be able to listen to Avenging Tales on however you digest your podcast. So it would be me and James Simpson, my old buddy from the Multiverse 5 Days, and we will be recapping the Avengers from the beginning to present day. It's like Web Tales, but Avengers.
Yes.
Exactly.
And it's a very... episode one's very enjoyable. I've listened to it twice.
And for all of our listeners, definitely go find Avenging Tales at all your podcast streaming services everywhere.
Indeed. Yes. Yes.
Now, excuse me, I had to get a bit of a cough out of me, which is appropriate for the movie we're about to do today, because once again, this is my turn once again.
Why do we give and you turns after Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny?
Back?
There shouldn't be any. Maybe it'll be good.
So you say that now, Pat, but you might regret it by the end of this episode.
Never trust Bede.
But for my pick for this episode, I decided to pick a movie that I watched for Doomsploitation 2 years back. It happens to be directed by a man whose films we have covered before on this very show, which of course we talk is the great Bruno Mattei. We've done episodes on some of his films like Shocking Dark, and of course he directed the reshoots for probably our favorite episodes we've done for this show, Night Killer. And I thought, you know what, we need to bring Bruno Mattei back at some point in 2022, and I know just the perfect film to do that, and that of course is his 1980 zombie film Hell of the Living Dead.
Okay, smoke him if you got him.
Exactly.
That wasn't an evil laugh. That was sort of like, oh, this is going to be...
So if you've seen any of Bruno Mattei's work, you know what to expect from a Bruno Mattei film.
What, lots of walking around and music, and it's clearly another movie that's ripped off another movie, and et cetera. Yes.
I mean, this movie is... Not only does it do that, but it also... takes the lazy approach is that the score to this film is done by the band Goblin, but it's not original music. They just basically took music cues from other films, including Lucio Fulci's Zombie and also some other films and albums that they've recorded music for.
Right. So, okay.
Yes. Mm. And also, we haven't done a zombie film yet for the podcast, so I thought this would be a good opportunity to finally get around to doing it.
So we have.
Are you sure John Lovitz wasn't a zombie in that movie? Because he was having a zombie-like performance through the whole film.
Maybe.
I feel like we should have done a zombie film already, but here we are.
Yeah, I know. It's taken us 52 episodes to get to a zombie film. Surprisingly, I don't think it will be the last. But I figured, you know what? I'm gonna, you know, pop the cherry on zombies by doing. With my pick this week.
How does a zombie pop your cherry?
Well, what happens is, Marcy, first of all...
Shut it down.
Alrighty, but we'll get right to the film. Now, for all of our listeners out there who have never listened to our previous episodes of 2B Tuesdays, first of all, how dare you? What you need to do is go to Tubi and look up the film Hell of the Living Dead. I do know this film is playing on the US version of Tubi. However, though, if you stay around to the very end of the episode and hear from our sponsor, Surfshark, there'll be a way how you'll be able to bypass that, depending on where you live in the world. But anyway, so look for Hell of the Living Dead on Tubi, and we'll start the film from the very start. So I'll count us down from 5, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But I'm pretty sure, though, even if Hell of the Living Dead is not playing in your part of the world on Tubi, or if you have no interest in watching the film, I'm pretty sure the episode on its own will still be a fun listen to regardless. So, so Marcy, Batch, Pat, are you ready to go to hell with Hell of the Living Dead?
No.
Sure, why not?
What's the next option?
You'll have to wait for a few weeks on that one. but before we do, Marcy, wasn't there something new? Because I remember in our group chat earlier, you were actually going to reveal what your next pick for your episode next week was.
Oh, no. I'm revealing my pick when we record next week. Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
So you guys are not going to know until we're actually recording the show and I pull up the share screen with the movie on it. So,
ooh.
See, I keep threatening to do that and I never do. So that's
I have officially turned heel on this podcast.
Ooh. But okay, well, I'm excited now.
Yeah.
But, see, it's more fun on our side because we got punch and pie.
Yes. But anyway, so we'll get right to the movie. Yes. I'll count us down from five, and when I say go, we play the movie.
Yep.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Let's hope it works. Yes, it is. Here we go.
Oh, Beatrice produced this movie. It's a Beatrice film.
Beatrice?
Yes, sorry.
What is this fucking text right now?
What font is it?
I mean, I love Goblin, but at the same time, it's like,
oh my gosh, okay, like,
this is getting funky.
Oh yeah,
this movie came out in 1980, but yet this is clearly music from the 70s.
Oh yeah. Oh, but there now is. That font looks good, but the other font looks crap.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
They ran out of the budget with the font.
Yeah.
Yes. Recorded in Dolby Stereo.
I like how basically, like, all the, like, supporting cast are all Italian actors.
Yeah.
The main cast are English-sounding named actors.
This is the same factory as Shocking Dark.
It is! Claudio Fragrasso!
Woo! Pop 4D!
That balcony, that's what the dummy got thrown off of.
Yes!
That's exactly.
And he lost his head.
This funky music.
I know, I have to dance, man.
So, as always on Tubi Tuesday, we like to play What's Batch Smoking to get through these movies.
Yeah, yes. What are you smoking this week?
I am from Soleil. I'm smoking some Renew, which is the strain Alien Dog. It's a nice indica coming around 17% THC.
Vincent Dawn, and this directed
Vincent Dawn, a.k.a. I am a Bruno Mattia.
Although I'm very disappointed it's not Clyde Anderson.
I miss. Why was Claudio Fragrasso credited as himself and not Kalayada Anderson?
I don't know. Maybe this was very early because this was 1980, way before like they did all the blockbusters.
Yeah, because like in other movies, even if he's a writer, he's credited as like Kalayada Anderson.
I like this guy. Everyone has really nice hair in this. So.
Bede, aren't you angry right now?
I was going to say, look at all these fucking nerds.
Fucking nerds.
Finally, fucking science nerds. Well, fucking science nerds.
The budget that they spent on this console here is just like, we need this to light up in a specific way.
Yes.
And we need to make these certain sounds.
Yes.
That's all it does. That's all it does.
Bede, what is worse, party nerds or science nerds?
Ooh, I'm going to say party nerds because they're trying to be cool.
Science nerds, yeah, science nerds know they're nerds, I think. But, like, yes. I reckon the budget went into that guy's, like, George Romero glasses.
Yes.
It's very random.
They could only afford 3 hard hats for the scene. Yes.
They had to reuse it.
Those stickers kind of, like, professional.
Yes.
They look like condoms!
So okay, we need costumes that sort of look like there's sort of hazmat suits, but we're doing this on a budget. So yeah.
Let's make us look like big condoms.
I don't think those hazmat suits will even work against any kind of viral outbreak.
No, I don't think they're special.
Yeah.
They're special.
They look like
if the scientists are wearing them.
If the Grimace from McDonald's was wearing a condom.
Yes! Yes. I cannot see it!
Okay, we need you to wear put on this condom, and then we need you to to wave around this wire. pretend that this is science.
Yes. See, this is what happens when the science is not done by nerds. Sorry, go.
Here's a giant Twizzler. They won't notice it's not a wire.
I could go for some Twizzlers right now.
Yes. Oh.
Oh, it's that score from Gob. It's that score from Zombie. Really,
they just... Keep back. We may get some fireworks.
I can't be... Can you just wear that without... Can you just wear it? I don't care.
Okay, I'll wear this outfit for one more subscriber.
No, not even. Just wear it.
I will wear it.
You need to turn around slowly and look concerned.
Yes.
Even though this really isn't a hazmat suit.
Yeah.
Because right now that radiation's coming right into your chin.
All this for a dead rat?
Hey, look, John, we found dinner tonight.
Ew.
I don't.
They did. Ah!
Oh. Zombie rat!
Ah!
Oh, it's got his bed! See, this is what happens when your hazmat suit is like two separate items.
Oh, the blood! Should I say tomato sauce, mate?
We need you to look like you're being bitten by a rat. Wow, he sprung a leak.
He did!
I told you to button it up at the bottom, Bob!
Wow. And that rat will never be seen again.
No. Yes. And this was one rat. Remember when there was like the rats or something in Day of the Animals? There was more of them.
Yes. Yes. Uh-oh.
Okay, Uh-oh. We need you to fall over dead, but at the same time, we need you to knock over a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, what?
Release poison gas.
What was that?
This guy's like, my shift is over.
He looks like he has to
worst
go to...
first day ever.
Red alert, everyone. Red alert. Bane's in the building. He wants to punch nerds.
That guy
the
looks...
The circus of blood wild. We need...
Look at that guy's here. Sorry, those hazmat suits. It looks like the guy's going to return to, like, you know, 16th century France to be an executioner.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the exact same room as in Shock the Darkest.
I was going to say the exact same Sphinx batch. It's the same, computer modules and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen Shocking Dark.
Like he smells black garbage bags. Okay, I need you to take your glasses off and look serious.
What's Antares? I haven't been reading the subtitles.
Antares? It's a...
Mask on, Professor.
Yeah, I'm sure those guys were wearing hazmat suits, and you think those gas masks are going to solve anything?
Yeah, those outfits look like, you know, they're 16th century executioners with, like, you know, they need the swinging axe. Why are they moving that slow?
They couldn't even afford hard hats, and the other guy there is just like, well, let me just put on this condom.
Yes. Blah, blah, blah. He's still got it on.
And those other scientists aren't even wearing gloves. Where's the...
They couldn't afford more than two pairs of gloves.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, guys.
Oh, no.
We're going to find that the doobies somewhere. The smoke's everywhere, so there's got to be doobies somewhere.
Marcy's got to be smoking it up somewhere.
Oh, it's a zombie!
Oh, Jesus! Why did he take his mask off? Oh, my God, that is blackface.
I bit!
I was going to say, that dude looks like he's got...
Oh, Jesus!
That dude looks like... That zombie looks like he's wearing blackface.
He does! This movie is racist, and I'm cancelling it now. I'm going to film it on my phone.
They're all dead!
How are they all these, like, blackface zombies? Bead! This is so inappropriate!
You must have massage.
Ah!
Wow.
They're coming to get you.
5Gs.
Okay, never mind the fact that he was just being chased by zombies. He's just, I'm going to stop right here just to watch these guys have lunch.
Eat, yeah.
Well, it's their lunch break. They're allowed to eat.
Well, you know.
So what do you want to do after lunch? Well, I don't know. Let's go maybe wire around and look at some knobs.
Look at some knobs.
That dude is like way tan for his white hair.
Do you know who he looks like? He looks like Greg Norman.
He does.
How did this guy just teleport to wherever? Mm. Wow.
Meanwhile, elsewhere in the facility.
I found the script to this movie. It's only one page.
It's just toilet paper. A rotary phone!
It's the phone! Rotary phone!
It's in the background! Woohoo!
It'd be catastrophic for everyone. Yeah, okay, sure. He that poison gas, he didn't, never mind the poison gas, he just took his mask off and it's just like,
yeah.
What the?
Oh. Wow. Oh, looks like I'm in the next room.
Put your mask back on, dude.
Add.
We're at 10 minutes of 1 second.
That's a long ad. It's a long one.
No.
And
anyway, I'd like to read some trivia on this movie while we
wait. While we wait. But I'm so upset we're not getting sexy ads anymore. This is sad.
No.
This is a serious ad we got on right now.
I know. And there's no hockey.
According to co-writer Claudio Fragrasso in an interview.
Legend, yes.
He has stated that he directed at least one half of this film, uncreditedly.
I wonder which part he did.
That'll which be half? Interesting. Exactly.
The good half or the bad half.
I know, we've seen Night Killer, which is the good stuff, which is the bad stuff.
Ooh, that is a good question.
Mm.
And in the first draft, Claudio Fragrasso had followed the idea of an entire third world made up of an army of zombies, who the armed forces of the inter-industrialized nations would have had to fight. However, the script had to be altered considerably due to budget limitations. And I do remember...
Or it being completely racist.
Yes. And also, like, I believe Claudio Fragrasso... I mean, Bruno Mattei, when he wanted to make that, he was inspired by Dawn of the Dead.
No shit.
And he wanted to make a zombie film that was actually very lighthearted and comedic.
Oh, Jesus.
And two screenplays were written, but the producers rejected the script that Mattei
back prepared. 10 minutes, 3 back. Seconds. That's one hell of a moustache.
Meanwhile.
It's my moustache.
There's Claudio Fragrasso right there. That's him. Look. That's totally him.
Marcy, that's Clyde Anderson.
Sorry, it's Clyde Anderson.
So they just
look
ripped
at
off
his camera. Why is he filming?
They just ripped off the beginning of Dawn of the Dead.
Why is this movie
is a total ripoff of Dawn of the Dead.
Why is that guy got half his shirt open?
That's Martin Landau.
And that looks like John Belushi.
I thought that was Ben Shapiro.
Okay, we need you to stand. We need you to stand there, looking like you're ready to raid, but try not to look too interested.
Right. Yes. Meanwhile, on the set of American Ninja.
Yes.
What the?
Nice shoes.
Nice weaponry.
Nice gas can.
Rotary phone.
Another rotary phone.
Woo!
Wow. Woo!
I don't want to be in the Hell of the Living Dead.
Why am I in this movie?
No one does.
Crying in Italian.
Oh, Mamma Mia, what's going on?
Hey, you get down. There's zombies up there.
Hey, that's Adam Driver.
Jesus.
This is some great dubbing.
Isn't it?
Meanwhile, this is the less than stellar Expendables.
So which one of these guys is supposed to be Ken Foray?
Yes.
That one.
That dude on the right, he's the best character in the movie. His character's name is Zantoro.
What is...
The actor who plays him looks like Klaus Kinski.
What is up with the other guy on the left. He looks like he's got tanned makeup on. His face is a completely different color than his neck. Do you like my really bad dubbing?
Oh, look at his hair. He's got, that dude there's got Justin Bieber hair.
I'm more concerned about that guy with his, what is wrong with his cap? It's just kind of like, he's got, okay, we need to put a curve on it, but let's just crinkle it.
Oh my God, there's so many rotary phones.
Oh, wait a minute, hold on. There's a knock at the door.
Oh, no.
Hello, everyone, it's Louise Latza. Did somebody say rotary phone? I have been hearing nothing but rotary phones in the next room. Has there been a leak? Wait a second, is that a rotary?
No.
That is a rotary phone. It's a nice, long, black rotary phone. I'm going to dial that. I'm going to dial the brains out of that rotary phone. So,
hi.
I'll see you all later. I'm going to go order a black rotary phone right now. I'll be right back.
thanks, Louise Lasser. Can someone explain to me why everybody is like in black and brown face right now? Because I don't
have no
like
idea.
It.
What? And they just brought in that TV just because?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
It's a state of the art television.
That guy there looks like he's wearing a wig for the grey hair.
It does.
Like, what?
That's
hell?
An Arcadian 30 right there.
Couldn't be any more disinterested. It's just like he's trying to get it to leave and they wouldn't let him.
Yes.
You signed on for this movie. You're going to stay with us.
You have to stay.
I like how they're playing really intense music in a scene where they're just walking down a hallway.
Yeah, I mean, this is giving me flashbacks of The Shocking Dark.
Shocking Dark.
And the Robo the Shocking War. Dark. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I know we haven't done that movie yet, but
if
we will.
If they go down this hallway at least three times, then it's like those movies.
Yeah. Yes. Although I feel like this is probably going to be very repetitive. Why is that guy filming? I'm so confused.
He's a reporter.
Okay. Why is he there?
The special squad.
There's like the another camera squad. Person there.
Mm-mm. We're going to shoot this movie from five different angles.
No, you got to do it like Bruno Mattia would say it, Bede.
It's a me. We're going to shoot it from four or five different angles at the same time from again and again and again and again and again. Mamma mia.
There you go. So is this meant to like be a Dawn of the Dead ripoff?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Although these guys are pretty nonchalant in terms of rating.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys are here to basically stop a hostage situation.
That one guy looks like action Gene Wilder.
And Hathaway.
This guy, wow.
That dude looked like Anne Hathaway. It was freaking me out.
I swear that guy in the background is Kalayada Anderson.
It probably is. Rip Torn.
Who's
look
this
guy? Look at this terrorist.
They really...
Wait, I'm so confused. They're stopping terrorists. What's the zombies got to do with anything?
Well, the thing is, like,
Jesus!
So, the thing is, there's a special team. Mm. There's Anne Hathaway again. There's a special team who, after this mission, they get called in to go to that factory to find out what happened because they've lost contact.
So, this is essentially meaningless. Because we don't know who the fuck the team is.
Yes.
They're just expendable soldiers.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want to find out.
I guess we're supposed to forget about what happened at the beginning of the movie with the whole poison gas, rat, and zombies.
And I like how these terrorists are watching like everything unfold on the TV from the news.
I'm right. It is Claudio Fragrasso.
Yes.
Uncredited SWAT guy.
Wow, that smoke grenade really...
That was just that was just my bomb.
Oh man, this is such good shit.
Marcy's my bomb.
Nah.
Really? They just kill these.
Smoke.
Smoke.
We need you to put on more gray makeup.
I know. What the fuck?
Now you listen to me. I will sing a song for Les Miserables if you don't shut up.
That dubbing did not match the mouth at all.
I just want to know where these guys got their gas masks suddenly.
Mm.
They're the same ones from what we saw earlier at that factory.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, he got shot in the head.
And it's gonna shoot over here.
That was so random. It's just like, bang.
Oh.
What's with the aiming like?
Wow, I think we might have actually shot some of the hostages, but that's
I
okay,
think
though.
So. Like, yeah, no worries, guys. Like, it's all cool. Okay.
Just zoom over. Just crowd in. Never mind that.
My mouth.
Doomed to be eaten up.
My mouth doesn't match.
How does he know?
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, it's basically what he's talking about. He's like foreshadowing what's gonna.
Yeah, how does he know?
Oh, he's dead.
It's music. Wow.
Anyway, he's going into slow, like it.
Wow. Meanwhile,
on the set of Cannibal Holocaust.
Jesus. Is that on Tubi?
I know Cannibal Ferox is.
Hmm.
Actually, funnily enough, speaking of Cannibal Holocaust...
Funnily enough, let's talk about Cannibal Holocaust.
Stock footage from the film Nuova Guinea Isolola del Cannibale was used for scenes in this movie. Or, as it's known by its American title, The Real Cannibal Holocaust.
What makes it a real Cannibal Holocaust?
Because I think it was actual real footage rather than...
Oh, ew. Why is he desecrating that by taking a piss?
Because he's a dipshit.
Oh, Jesus, why did he say native girls? Why?
Because America.
America!
What does this have to do with the preceding... Whatever.
I have no idea. This is kind of like... It's kind of like Night Killer, because that whole first act had nothing to do with anything else for most of it. We were just a dance studio for some reason, and then we were with Melanie, who was getting obscene phone calls from her husband or whoever.
Yes. I miss Melanie.
Yeah.
Melanie! See, that's who he's ringing up on that walkie-talkie right now. Melanie!
See, why couldn't that guy be in this?
Yes.
I mean, wasn't that the guy who's, the husband guy? Wasn't he Doctor Strange originally?
He was.
Damn.
He was. See, now, Marcy, now that I know that both those 70s TV movies of Captain America are on Tubi now.
Yeah, we're going to have to do those.
Yeah, we're going to have to do one of those or both at some point.
They are amazing. His shield is like an umbrella.
You sure this is the right way to Kmart?
Where are they going?
Wow, that was a short drive.
I like it conveniently. They get the place. It's like, drive on. Oh, we're in a little village now. Oh, yeah. Wait, this is a different car. Sorry. Yeah. These are different people.
Who are these people? Uh-oh.
Whoops.
Oh, no. That's a bad hickey.
What the fuck?
Super-aging.
What?
The wound is super-aging.
I don't know what this word means. I just talk like this.
So this sort of looks like
I don't know.
All right, so the man and the woman in the back, the guy with the mo and the woman next to him, she's the leader of this film, and they're reporters on their way to the same location as those soldiers.
And where are they going?
They're on their way there, but they're stuck.
Yeah, but where is everyone meant to go? I don't know what's going on. What is going on?
This dude is like pissed.
I'm trying to figure out his accent.
I'm just trying to figure. He's got nice teeth.
He's like talking like this.
I'm
letting his teeth do all the talking.
He's trying to be Pacino. Ooh, back to first teeth.
It's like he's orgasming and talking at the same time.
Ew.
I'm emoting.
Yeah, but but where is everyone going? I don't understand, like, what is going on in this movie.
Just go with it. It'll
make sense eventually.
No, it won't.
That kid's looking a little zombie right there.
Yes. Yep. Does he turn into a zombie?
Maybe.
Does he eat everyone?
Maybe some. there's got to be an outhouse around here somewhere.
Really does look like something that they just... Okay, instead of Dawn of the Dead, it's like they just ripped off Zombie now for whatever reason.
Well, I think essentially this movie was, meant to capitalize on Zombie, pretty much.
So it's like both of those movies then. Sorry.
Yeah, Dawn of the Dead and Zombie, yeah. Okay.
This movie's like Zombies at the Dharma Initiative.
Yes.
Right.
This dude with the camera, he looks like Billy Crudup in Almost Famous.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, Britney Spears.
If you don't mind, my mouth doesn't match what I'm saying.
I was going to say Jessica Simpson.
Yes.
Mama. Mama. Oh, no, not one of those kids.
I'll be right back.
That is an adult's voice coming out of the kids.
Mama. Mama.
I don't like kids that do that. No.
Bob.
Mama.
10 years old.
Mama.
Mom. Mom. Grab me some smokes. Mom.
Mommy. That kid. I'm having flashbacks to Burial Ground. I can't do it.
Well, when that movie pops up on TV,
we're
totally doing it.
We're doing movie. I haven't recovered from that movie at all.
Wait a second. This isn't the spa. Hear that organ music.
Is the kid going to come back as a zombie and be like, Mama?
Wow. So they just took the music from Contamination.
Yes. Like, pretty much like Zombie, Contamination, Beyond the Darkness. And I think one of Goblin's albums was used as the score for this film. They were originally wanting Goblin to do an original score, but their price was too much. So they just like, oh, we'll just take like pre-existing music for the movie.
Because this makes sense.
So funky.
I know, it doesn't match this at all.
What the hell?
I want that kid to do zombie mama. Not do the mum, just say the words. Dead. Yeah. Mama.
Okay, we need you to act like you're falling asleep.
What the hell? Why is half his face missing?
Who could say? Oh, he's turned to a zombie now.
What's turned them into a zombie?
A virus.
Right. But where
are nuggets?
Where's my nuggies?
Where are they? Where's my nuggies? Again?
This guy smells.
Ew, are they going to drink that water? Gross.
Yeah, I wouldn't go drink. Yeah. I feel like diving in. Okay, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
That looks like this river in the city.
They're going to come out of that water like the swamp monster or something.
Yes. Okay, babe, now take your top off.
What a perv.
Looks like Taika Waititi.
Yes. Oh, wait a second. Oh!
Where did that come from?
Oh, she's not even screaming. She's laughing.
I don't like this.
Help! Help! I'm being chased by a zombie priest!
Ew.
Which is not as worse as a regular priest!
Wow.
I don't know, is it? I'm scared.
Come back here, I want to absolve you of all your sins by eating you!
That's gross, Speed.
So, meanwhile, did they just teleported from the pool to
a different spot?
I didn't like this.
I like how they basically think, oh, maybe all these zombies are from a leopard colony. A leper colony.
A leopard colony?
So I meant leper colony. That's what I meant to say.
That's a much more interesting film.
Yes.
Yes.
I would rather see the leopard one.
Could be buildings.
That dude's hair, like, his hair looks like it's connected to his hat and it's just put on the top of
it
his
It might be. Oh my god, why did he say that?
Run away?
What? Walk away quickly?
Run yes. away.
I don't know what you're talking about. Direction. It's like, we need to escape these zombies. Let's run towards them.
Yeah.
So did they literally just take what Tom Savini said and just, just throw gray pancake makeup on them?
Mm.
Yes.
So these people are acting exactly like people have been acting through the pandemic.
Pretty much. Yeah.
This is what Where happens when you don't get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. It is.
None of these people are wearing masks.
Nope. We don't know what those freaking hazmat suit things were.
Help us, help us. We ran into ugly people.
We need to get out of this movie.
Help us, we ran into Republicans.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, uh-oh. They got back to the car.
How did they not... Oh, jeez.
Oh, it my reaction!
His reaction is like, oh!
Mamma mia!
Mamma mia, that little boy, he eats the pizza. That's not even cooker.
Cook!
That's not chicken nuggets that kid's eating.
Whoa!
See, all of this would have been solved if they just went for fried chicken.
Yes.
The rotary phones were right there to make the phone call. What the? What? What?
You shouldn't eat styrofoam there, buddy.
Oh, add.
Add. 29:25.
That's not too bad. That's like 20 minutes since the last ad.
That's how I'm going to eat my fried chicken for now. I'm just going to be like...
And then when you have to puke, you just puke out like foam pieces. All right, so short ad, shouldn't be too long. We are halfway. Oh, good, guys.
So how do we connect this movie back to our last one?
I think, well, I can connect this movie back to the first one we've done this year, which is Shark Attack 3. The company that where the virus was unleashed is the same company Apex from Shark Attack 3. And I think connecting this back to Tank Girl, I like to think that the comet hit where Australia was. So basically it made Australia in a post-apocalyptic wasteland, but everywhere else was fine. It burnt pretty much, and we're back at 29:30. So basically, like, the rest of the world is fine, but now this virus is unleashed and it's now going to spread across the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. Did you realize, B, that you put more effort into explaining this than...
Than the movie itself? Yeah.
Yes.
Bede can connect this like three other movies, but this movie can't explain itself.
Yes.
That factory at the beginning of the movie could have been like Water and Power from Tank Girl.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's a good point. It's the same place.
We need you to act like a zombie, but we need you to dance in place.
Well, we got to remember, Tank Girl is set many years in the future, 10 years in the future. So basically, Tank Girl, at least in the chronology of our 2B cinematic universe, is set after Shark Attack 3 and Hell of the Living Dead.
This could be set in the same universe as Shocking Dark, hence why it was the same factory in the same places.
Yes.
Is this considered child abuse?
Yes.
What a dance! These zombies are just dancing.
I can't get... Like,
whoa, whoa.
Because this is Thriller. Wow.
Oh, he shot that zombie kid. Oh, I like how they show a shot.
That shot twice.
I know. I'm going to say they show the shot of the kid's chest bursting, and the next shot, no shot there on his chest.
It's like the head that fell off, and then suddenly he had his head again.
Yes.
Josie, are you here? Josie and the pussy cats.
So wait, is this Josie the woman that was trying to climb into the car at the beach?
Yeah. Yeah, the one who was ran into the pre-zombie.
Oh. And where are we meant to be, anyway?
I look at she just wanders off. Like, it took them like 20, 30 bullets to kill that child zombie.
Yes. They were freaked out over the kid. So.
You didn't even shoot it in the head. What the hell's wrong with you?
Mama. Josie, where are you?
Where are the
It's my dumping bad.
Oh,
how did she get up there?
Yeah, I was about to say, how did she get up there? This is
a bad luck to shoot a kid in the head. I'd rather just shoot the kid in the stomach.
Nah. Well,
her reactions are hilarious.
Who's this zombie?
That looks like the same actor who plays one of those guys.
Yes.
One of the other guys. It looks like
let's go around him.
What the hell?
She's not even making an attempt to go escape.
No.
And then all of a sudden the priest from Dead Alive comes out. I kick ass for the Lord.
Yeah, I wish we're watching that movie.
That would make a much better film.
Yes.
These guys apparently don't know where the head.
Yes.
Ah!
Oh, so he's got the idea. There we go.
Wow.
That really ugly man tried to touch me. I could have got cooties.
Ew. No, I'm it's not.
I'm really surprised that these guys don't know basic anatomy.
No. No, they don't.
It's over now. It's all over now.
It's all over. Bye-bye. Involving cannibalism. All right, dude.
Nice hair.
What?
All right, so we're gonna watch at least 5 other movies and then rip them off for the next Bruno Mattei movie.
Apparently,
none of this footage makes any reference to anything.
No.
And apparently, from what I've read, like I was saying before, like some footage from this movie was taken from another film. But apparently, according to IMDb, let's see. The documentary footage of the New Guinea tribe is real footage filmed for a burial service. The rest of the footage can be seen in the documentary Des Morts that came out in 1979.
Why is there a weird picture of a cat behind that man?
Why not?
So this movie is highly fucking offensive.
It totally is.
On numerous levels.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Get going, Bede.
You're cancelled, Bede. What the fuck?
It's a void.
Sure, let's just... We need to pad out this... We need to pad out the movie. Do you have any stock footage of birds?
Yes. Just driving my Jeep.
See, instead of walking through the jungle with a lot of music, they're driving through the jungle with a lot of music.
Yeah, now it's just...
Why did they have...
What?
The native running
along... That's not in the jungle!
Really? Wow.
That was in the desert.
So, let's just splice in whatever footage we have of animals.
Yes.
What is this? That's not there either!
And it's in slow motion, too.
This is amazing.
Why? It's not there!
Oh, hi, monkey. Wow.
Imagine the amount of money that... Well, who knows? Maybe they got this royalty-free footage.
Yes. Oh, it's
How are they seeing these people?
My favorite thing is, like, in like old films, when they have characters walking through the jungle... They always have, like, cutaways of, like, every fucking animal in the jungles in the same area as they are.
Wait a minute. Are they... Is this the same... Okay, so one was covered, one jeep wasn't. Okay, that made sense.
Oh, there's two jeeps. I didn't realize.
Yes.
Oh, look, now we see where they are, and none of those shots look like they were anywhere near there. Fucking hell. They literally made this on, like, $2 with a script he wrote on toilet paper. I'm convinced.
And my dialogue doesn't match my mouth movements.
This
I know.
Is exposition, right?
Yeah. And I've made that joke about 5 times on this podcast already.
I know, but I was going to say it again.
Because it's so damn obvious.
It bears repeating.
Exactly.
It's so obvious that it's not real. So does this sound any better in...
Oh,
boobies!
Oh, what?
To be fair.
To be fair.
Booby fair.
Why not?
What?
What is going on?
What?
So, we need you to run. Yeah, we need you to distract everyone.
Okay. Bit of context for what's going on. She is friends with one of the tribes in the area. She's like, all right, they don't know you. They know me. I'm going to dress up in their traditional garter to go talk to them first before you guys are allowed in. So that's why she's all nude and got, like you know, sort of painting, like drawings.
Culturally inappropriate painting.
Look at that stock footage.
Yep.
You can tell
this. This doesn't make any sense, but we already knew that.
No, none of this makes sense. What? I can't. This is wrong. Why is she
She's fucking with him, right?
this is so wrong.
This is a thing.
Bede, why? Why?
I'm sorry.
Why?
Or am I?
Really?
You're not, and I hate you.
Meanwhile, more stock footage.
Does she even meet any people in a tribe, or is it just stock footage?
Yes.
What happened to the zombies?
Yeah, truly. Where are they?
It's just all the stock footage.
Well, I guess they must have paid for this because they had to use all of it somewhere.
Yeah, this movie's like 40% stock footage at this point.
Yes. Oh!
Uh-oh.
Look at her makeup that she's got.
This is the wrong tribe!
Oops, wrong tribe I meant to go to.
Is it? I don't know what's going on!
Where did she also have the time to put all the paintings in, on her
Where did she
body?
Get the paint
Where did she
from?
Get the paint?
Yeah, where'd she get the paint? Where'd she get that very nicely skirt crafted thing. Skirt thing? Ew.
Yeah, ew. Oh yeah, I forgot this part of the movie.
Yeah, thanks, Speed.
More stuff. Yummy. Anyone up for barbecue?
I'm wondering about that too.
Get some fried chicken now.
See, this is what goes into making hot dogs.
I'm not eating for the rest of the week.
This might have been from that documentary, The Real Cannibal Holocaust, that I saw earlier.
Ew, no!
She just gets teleported everywhere.
She does.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go here and there and there.
So, what's going on?
What is going on?
I believe it's a burial, I believe.
Hmm. Also, what the hell happened to the zombies?
It's like, we don't have enough budget for the zombies, so we need to, like, have stock footage.
I don't understand why we need to be seeing all this right now. It is very inappropriate, and I don't like it.
I'm just wondering what the hell... I don't know. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yes. I wish I was high on something right now.
So let's think about it this way. So this movie has like a ton of stock footage.
Mm.
And also, Claudio Fragasso directed some of this movie. How much did Bruno Mattei actually direct?
I think about 5%.
About 5%, I would say, yes. It's a burial.
I don't want to watch this. Why are we watching this? What's wrong with you, Bede?
Well, to be fair...
No, there's no to be fair. There's no to be fair. No to be fair, nah. You can't justify this, mate, with a to be fair. It's not happening.
So they're just letting her wander around the village.
I think that was fake. I'm just going to wander around the
village. That was a still footage, shot.
As a zombie.
This really doesn't make, whatever. Oh, look. The same stock footage.
Hey, look, a white woman.
Okay, we need you to...
All right,
mind you, like, she...
I can't deal right now. Bede, why? What's wrong with you?
To be fair...
No! I said there's no to be fair.
To be fair. This is going to go one of two ways.
Seriously? This doesn't...
Don't worry, it doesn't go that way. At least from what I remember.
I don't know if you remembered this movie very well.
Well, to be fair, I didn't exactly remember this part of the movie. I remembered everything else. Maybe it's because I blocked this part out.
Maybe. What are they doing? What do they need her help with? Yeah.
They're going to eat her?
I think from what I remember, and I could be completely wrong, so please forgive me, is basically like she's come to this tribe because, like, since there's like zombies in the area, she's going to come to this tribe to find out, like, if they know any information of where these zombies are coming from.
Why would the tribe know? They're a tribe in the jungle. They want to be left alone, mate.
Don't mind me, I'm just going to wear this giant baby head on my head.
Yeah, what is this?
She put the sacrifice mask on, guys. She fell for it. Cheers.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
I feel like we're intruding on a tribe right now. I don't like it.
What's it?
I don't like this.
I'm sorry, okay?
No, you're not.
Yeah, you keep doing it, Bean.
See, I'm surprised that we're in a jungle setting, but a certain person has not decided to crash the party of the podcast yet.
Oh, I told you, he wants too much money. and he knows that Louise is going to show up, and he's terrified of her. So,
true that. Why are we watching this? Seriously.
Can we drive this car?
Why?
And she's just going to take...
What's the point of her putting a helmet on?
And she's just going to be like, wait a minute, I didn't have to actually strip nude this entire time.
No.
Why are we doing this? Why?
I'm sorry, boys.
I'm just... I can't deal with it right now. I really can't.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. That's the thing. You're definitely not sorry. And you did this on purpose. You knew this would just be so way too, you know, it's too much.
I'm sorry, okay? I didn't know.
I would actually rather probably watch Cannibal Holocaust.
Ew. Yeah.
Is this necessary, Bede? Really?
Is this guy gonna barf up styrofoam again?
I'm gonna set up my camera.
The last 40 minutes of this show is just gonna be us yelling at Bede, by the way.
Yeah. Bede, you suck. Bede, he sucks. He really, really sucks.
Well, if we want to, we could probably fast forward this bit.
No, we have to watch the whole fucking thing. That's how podcast works, mate.
We're finishing it.
We've never cut a movie off halfway through, and we've never fast forwarded. No. So
basically, they're shooting like and it's an ad.
Thank God!
Some relief from that painful torture that Bede has subjected us to.
This is a thing.
Well, don't blame me. Blame Bruno Matai.
I do. I do. I blame everyone.
Yes.
That peanut butter sandwich is people.
I was going to say. So, have you been watching people just like watching people getting eaten? How about a peanut butter sandwich?
I'm just acting like a zombie in the movie.
Anyways, here comes back Zebra.com again. We haven't had an ad from them in a while.
Yeah, true. Oh, shut up with your car insurance crap. No one cares. I mean, they do, but whatever.
Yes.
This is American. I'm in Australia and I don't drive a car, so piss off.
I'll have all that cash instead.
Yeah, you give me the cash for whatever, yeah.
Give us the cash,
Give us the money in the cash.
Yeah.
What is this? Why is this green crap?
It's the green drink from Troll 2.
Ew. All right, back to the tribe.
And what is the minute?
It's people.
It's people.
45 minutes and 10 seconds. Yeah. Oh, she took all the paint off now.
And they're all just sitting there like, when's the stock footage going to end?
Yeah, seriously. It doesn't match up at all. It's really bad. Like, really, really bad.
All these guys are going to get eaten by this tribe.
Oh, yeah.
Just I think at this point, they were just like, they threw their hands up and said, why not?
Is this a movie where it starts off like, you know, Dawn of the Dead, but then it turns into, like, Cannibal Holocaust?
I think I'll leave this section for a little bit.
Like, what is the purpose of this? Is this just to use the footage? Like, seriously.
And it's going to end up like, it's going to end up like Air Bud.
Yes.
Well, they need...
Oh, fuck off with this shit. Bane, why?
I'm sorry, okay. Is there a kookaburra?
How is there an owl?
Slow motion owl.
What is this?
Oh, it's one of the owls of Gahul. Let's dance tonight.
Yeah.
Babe. Don't forget, like, this part of the movie kind of slows the movie down a little bit. That's like,
I bet. Yeah.
Where's the fucking zombies, man?
Well, we've been asking that for how long?
Yeah, like 3 hours into this movie now.
Yes.
There's no zombies. There's no nothing. This is all very ridiculous. Bede, why do you do this to us? Why did you do this movie and bring on our very special guest just to torture us? Seriously.
Well, I forgot this part of the movie.
Bede, I know that your hero is, you know, the Marquis de Sade, and he was totally into, like, sadomasochism. But this isn't it, okay? Get that out of your system, all right?
All right.
Bede, we haven't done a Caligula movie yet, but it doesn't mean we should now.
Oh, jeez.
I'm too scared to. Oh.
I'm not. I'll deal with a Caligula movie.
That dude's a zombie now.
How? What causes it?
I don't know.
Oh, but by the way...
Do we really care?
By the way, I wasn't, like, kink-shaming or anything to anybody. Just be into regular sadomasochistic stuff. Not watching this fucking whatever the fuck we're watching. That's just brutal. It's not at all pleasurable. All right.
Every time she screams, it looks like she's smiling.
I...
Ah, I'm so scared!
Where do the zombies come from? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, where are they coming from?
Let's just keep partying. Let's just keep partying, guys.
Well, why not? Where did they come from?
Apparently this virus spreads like very within 5 seconds.
So it's the COVID virus?
Pretty much.
Mm.
Pretty much.
That's what happens when you don't wear your fucking mask or you wear a weird hazmat suit that doesn't do anything.
So, why is this guy swinging his gun around?
Instead of shooting them in the head? Yeah.
Lack thereof.
Yes. And that dude's like drunk off his tits.
No, this one is just like...
Back to the Jeep. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to do an NTF.
This is all the NTF dude bro is trying to get him.
Yes. Oh, there's a zombie in there now.
How are they all turned into zombies?
I know, it's a spread suit. Like, it's inconsistent, like how the zombie virus works in this movie.
And why do the tribe, when they're a zombie, they suddenly turn whitish, but the zombies, when the other way, they turn darkish?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, no.
Like, they're sort of like, blue skin, like in Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, no, none of this makes sense. It's just racist.
Although, to be fair, the ones who have got, that's white powder. They already had white powder on their skin anyway.
Are we sure, though?
Yeah, because it's like part of their culture.
That looked like a bit of meat you got from the supermarket.
I think they just reused that shot from before.
Yeah.
What?
Let's eat fingers, apparently.
Anyone got fish fingers?
Ew.
Let's get out of here. We did all that we could. You're on your own, people.
This is all very nonchalant.
And they, like, eat those people down to the bone already.
Happened a bit fast.
Well, that was a weird 15 minutes.
That was a weird fucking 40-minute detour of this movie.
I don't even know where to... let's forget all that happened and just have some frosty chocolate milkshakes.
We are, we're halfway through, guys. Halfway through.
Oh my god.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's how it is on this show, Pat.
Yeah.
Time slows.
And their car's like being shook by either side.
Yeah. Well, I hate to do this to everybody. If you get an ad, you're just going to have to deal with it. But I got to go feed the cats and go to the bathroom.
Okay.
So I'll be back. Maybe by the time the episode finishes.
She'll be back. Marcy will be back when the episode actually
when
finishes.
When it's done, yeah. I'll leave it like...
She's never coming back.
I'm never coming back. I'm done. No.
She's never coming back. All right, unload our equipment. We'll go in the Land Rover. Okay, boys, let's get going. Give me that bag. Marcy's never coming back.
No, she's not coming back. She tapped out.
To be fair, as I was trying to say, well, I completely forgot that whole section of the movie. But everything else I remember quite
well.
You repressed that.
I did repress that. And I apologize already.
Now, Bean, it's me, Lewis Lass. I told you not to pick this movie.
Damn it, Lewis. You told me I could. At least, like,
no, I said don't. It's all stock footage. It's no good. It's crap.
You got it. All right, I'll try to pick movies from now on that have no stock footage in them.
Good. I tell my wife to leave me alone.
Is that my dear husband, Lewis?
Oh, for the love of God. Louise!
Lewis, first of all, you know, you still haven't given called me back yet. I know you've told me that you've lost my phone number or your phone or whatever, but that's beside the point. You need to see your sons, Todd and Terry, especially Todd, because even though he's in a psych ward, he keeps going on how he's innocent and how you're going to take him, get him out and take him some ice cream. But we all
know... There were three Rodeoid phones in the build in this movie so far, and you should be happy with those. Dude.
All right, well, I'll be happy if I get at least a fourth one, okay? I got it out free already, but I need a fourth one so I can have it while I do all my vacuuming and clean and drink my red wine. So... we'll talk about this later. I'll see you, and I'll talk to everybody later. See ya. Bye.
Pat, that's how we kill like 5 minutes in shitty movies like this.
There you go. That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. That was actually more entertaining than the...
Yes. But once again, though, I apologize for all of our listeners and for all my co-hosts on this episode. Because like I said, I must have repressed that whole section of the movie.
The Adventures of Louise and Lewis Lasser.
Yes. Oh, it's Louise and Lewis now on screen. Damn it, we don't have a rotary phone. Better take them with us.
I can get up. I don't need your help. I don't need help.
As long as my mustache is okay, I'm all right. Osborne. That dude there looks like Willem Dafoe.
Should have been Willem Dafoe.
Yes. You know what? I'm somewhat of a zombie myself. This dude does have like Willem Dafoe energy. Anyway, let's go camping.
Meanwhile, deeper into the woods.
I wish I was watching Day of the Animals right now. We could have learned a lot of things about camping and dealing with, like, animals in the woods trying to kill us.
See, I'm still trying to understand how they go from a hostage situation with people into the middle of the jungle where there's, like, natives that haven't seen civilization, like, in probably, like, ever.
Yeah, it's weird. I guess from what I understand is, like this, they're going to, like, this, the you know, the factory, the laboratory where all this stuff is happening to see what's what happened there. But I'm thinking to myself, like, why are they driving all the way there? Why not just take a helicopter? But they wouldn't be a movie. Exactly. There probably wouldn't be a movie.
Exactly. The movie wouldn't happen.
Yes, exactly. So basically, this dude here is, like, making excuses for all their dumb shit. It's like, oh, you're just seeing us in a poor light. No, it's just what you guys actually are. You're all dipshits. And I'm going to talk with an American accent like this. Yeehaw. Damn it, that's supposed to be my dubbing voice.
I'm gonna have to start getting tough with you. Yeah,
anyway, meanwhile, back at the stock footage with from where are they?
Where? I don't think it really matters anymore.
This is a bit some random jungle somewhere in the world, and, like, every animal in existence is there. And they don't even try to match the footage with the actual film.
Suddenly, elephants.
Oh, I can hear that stock footage from miles away.
I would totally pop 4D if they put stock footage of, like, beavers and moose in as well.
Yes.
Might as well at this point.
Well, I mean, we've already seen other animals that technically shouldn't even be in a jungle like this. Like an owl and whatever that, I guess, that little marsupial thing was. Ah, the car stopped. We better go walk around in the jungle for a few hours with music like a Bruno Matai movie usually does. Wow! Dramatic music of butterflies.
Killer butterflies. It'd be a much better film, like, if it was, like, Killer Butterflies.
Yes. Yeah, it would be a much better film. Hell of the Living Butterflies.
You guys really have to stop coming up with better films.
It's what we do on this show.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I saw it too. Keep your eyes. Shh, be quiet. The stock footage somewhere.
Maybe we can use that stock footage to get into a better film.
Yes. And it's all slow motion, too. It's probably there just to pad out the running time.
Probably.
Oh, no, sir. We found Thing. Dead. Well, it's all quiet enough around here. No sign of those damn things. Holy crap. That's disgusting. Look, sir, it's a plastic hand.
It's only a model.
Oh, and there's a dude who's dead in a tree.
Is that one of the dead guys from earlier in the village?
I think so. You know, I wouldn't be surprised they just, like, reused some bodies for, like, a lot of the zombies in this film, like the dead ones. We gotta get out of here. There's some stock footage coming towards us. They didn't even see them.
Or it's the Predator. It's one or the other.
Hey, guys, you want to give us a lift?
Why do I have a feeling that this Luigi guy...
Yes.
It's just going to get out and do something stupid. I don't know.
There's always at least one character in a zombie film who's kind of like the loose cannon who, like, goes insane.
I'm a filmmaker. I need to film some stock footage.
Let me shoot this. I'm Bruno Matai.
come back. He's just going, wow.
What is this dude's a dumbass?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to walk all the way over there while a fucking swarm of zombies surrounds you so you can, like, shoot, make a video of it, you probably deserve to be eaten.
Those zombies must be really slow. Oh, now they're dancing again.
I think most of the time those zombies are just standing there doing nothing.
Damn it, sucks.
These guys are really bad aims.
Shoot them in the head.
The chest is... Now, the head's in the chest, right?
Yeah, exactly.
See, all of this would have been avoided if Chuck Norris was there.
I'm pretty sure those two guys next to the car, next to the Jeep, aren't even aiming right at the. Yeah, look at it. Oh, jeez.
He's not even looking at the side.
Wow. See, this guy is smart, though.
Yeah, listen to Will of the Foe, guys. Whoa! That zombie's head blew up.
Now that was the entire budget for the special effects there.
Yes.
So I've missed literally nothing.
Yeah, you just missed doing stupid things.
Yeah.
And the dude getting knocked out again.
Yes.
Also, why the hell did that guy just walk into the crowd of zombies?
I like how he's like in the middle of it. Like, he's totally crazy, Santoro. That's the character's name. But it's like the zombies aren't like trying to grab him. They're just like sticking their arms out like this. And
have we established why they haven't shot them or something?
We're still trying to figure out why they flunked basic science.
Because
they still haven't figured out why the head. Where the head is.
He's pointing the gun at them, but not shooting them.
What we don't realize, these guys were rejects from the military academy.
I think these guys, they just picked them up out of, wherever. They were probably still repeating, like, grade 4 of school.
Yes.
And they're like, yeah, we need more people in our bizarre military thing.
And I'll say to the guys, Marcy, while you're gone, this dude here, Santoro, he's got, got total, and more soccer.
No, bro.
Birds die because of what's this movie.
Yeah, well,
birds are obviously having way more fun than us.
Yes.
What are they? Why? What was that? How was that an edit in a movie?
Meanwhile.
Hell of the living stock footage.
You know, I never thought I'd say this. I'd rather be watching Robo War. Sorry, I had to cut someone off.
Wait, what happened to the other Jeep?
The other Jeep, I think its engine stopped. So they have to like go in the same Jeep there.
Oh, what a shame!
You can tell folks how riveting this film is that I've forgotten what happened. Meanwhile,
at the cinema where this movie is playing.
Meanwhile, on the set of Night Killer.
Yes.
Okay, we need you people to throw paper around and look really angry.
Yeah, what is this? Why are we here? What's going on? I'm scared.
This is the writer's room for the script.
That pretty much explains it.
Alright, so, you know, I'm going to say this, and I've said this before.
More stock footage. Wow, what a surprise.
I blame this movie for this movie, but I also blame Speed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if it makes it all better, I'll lose my next go next time, bro.
I don't know if you're going to earn it back, but we'll see if you survive next week, Bede. We'll see.
I'm scared. I'm scared.
Remember when, at the beginning of the film, we had this plant or whatever, and there was a rat, and
they had the hazmat suits. Yeah, what happened to that? That was fun. I liked that.
And the glad guy was wondering why he took his mask off. I don't know.
This is turning into like, I don't know what this is turning into, and I'm scared. I don't like it.
I don't even.
This is like a weird movie.
Yeah.
Add like an hour's worth of footage. I was like, oh, we need to pad this out. Learn some stock footage from other movies.
We'll make it work. We'll make it work in editing. Yeah. That's
yes.
Yeah. Nothing's going to help this movie. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
And the dubbing continues.
I was going to say, and the dubbing is so bad. Like, oh my God. Jeez. So they pretty much want to annihilate the tribe because they got infected by the zombies, but these are not tribes people that were affected by zombies, so I don't know.
Hmm. I think there's meant to be, like, social commentary in this movie.
You think?
This is supposed to be social commentary? I have no idea. It's just...
Yeah, none of this makes any sense. I don't like
it. These guys are even getting out of this movie.
Good night. Good night, yeah. That's pretty much what...
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm out of here. See you later.
Hey,
what? And back to the plot and the ads.
No, ads,
yay!
Hey, it's Lawrence Fishburne.
We're at 1 hour, 5 minutes, 48 seconds, guys.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I bet Lawrence Fishburne was in a good movie once or twice.
Mm-hmm. They might have been.
What's that like?
No, probably not. I don't know. I immediately look over at my copy of Event Horizon and I think, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather be watching that, and that's a, you know, good movie.
I was in The Matrix. Anyways, we got these vegetable ads.
Yeah, I don't know why. Bede, I think you've lost us with this movie.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Are you really?
Bede, this movie has about 100 titles. It's also called Virus, Night of the Zombies.
And Zombie Creeping Flesh.
Yes.
See, that actually sounds like a cool title. Zombie.
we'll remake this movie, make it good, and use that title for it.
I don't think you can make this good. There's no way in hell you make this good.
So,
we're back.
We get rid of all the stock footage and the movie's 20 minutes long.
Yes.
So we got to work from that. We got to work forward from that, right?
See, there is a shorter version of this movie that's used for Corona Zombies.
1 hour, 6 minutes, 2 seconds.
And now there it's a kids' playground.
Why are they in a playground?
Where is this geographically?
Where are
I'm just going to go down the slide.
I'd be really mad if I was this guy, too. It's just like, why am I in this movie? It makes no sense.
Why am I watching this movie? That makes no sense.
Damn it, there's no zombie kids around for us to shoot.
They just teleport around the entire way. It's just... And that guy's... Luigi's camera is somehow missing again, but whatever. Yes.
Ha!
Let's party!
Marcy, I don't even think we're going to get a highlights video.
I don't think so. The highlights video might be like from the first 10 minutes of this movie and then maybe at the end with us barely alive because it was so bad. Go take a look in the cellar.
Yeah, okay. I like how these guys just open the doors and it's just like this Scooby-Doo gang just there. We'll go upstairs.
Yeah. Hey, sir, is my hat way too down over my eyes too much?
Sir, I can't see shit! Fucking move your hat, dickhead.
It's a garter.
What is it?
I don't know.
Where are they?
I'm frankly surprised that none of the team has died yet.
Yeah, but
where the
fuck? The key word here is yet.
Well, is something gonna fucking happen? Because where the fuck are we?
We're in some... That's the thing, though. We've gone from sort of like these tribes, and now we're at some mansion in the jungle?
So,
not a very well-kept mansion, but
with
whatever.
The films that we've done for this podcast that consists of Bruno Mattei and Claudio Fragrasso, the ranking so far is Night Killer is number 1, Shocking Dark is number 2, And this movie is minus 100 billion because it's shit. Why is this man trying to wear all these clothes?
He's living his best life.
He wants but he didn't even put that on properly. That's not how you wear a fucking tutu, dude.
That's not how tutus work.
No. Yes.
I don't even... Why?
Uh-oh.
What's in there?
There better not be anything creepy in here. Hey, guys, let's raid the fridge.
What fridge?
Does anyone know where we can find mustache oil?
Oh, my God. How do you not put that thing on properly, but you put the hat on and you grab a cane?
Oh, probably can't fit it. It's probably like four sizes smaller than him.
You know what?
So far, he's the best character in the movie.
Yes. Barbara
Bush?
I was going to say her, but I remembered she was dead already. I didn't want to say that.
We both thought it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's totally the look they were going for. What the fuck? Why was there a cat in there? What was that?
Where it fits, it sits.
Oh, fuck!
Oh, my God. That at least is good. That's going in the top 10 for year end of most fucked up moments.
I'll put that in the consideration for the nominees.
Was like out of a Stephen King adaptation.
Yes. See, this is where Stephen King got the idea for Cat from Hell.
I don't think so, but okay.
Ah! No, Barbara Bush, no! Sorry!
Where did they all come from?
It's like he's like staring at them, and they like come out in front of him. It's like, how did they know they were there?
Do you know what they did? Do you know what that was like? It was like, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus at the end when everyone just shows up at the apartment.
This is the weird pseudo sequel to that.
This is a weird porno right now.
Bow chicka wow wow. For real? This is milk porn.
Yeah, this is granny porn, mate.
That's grandmouth porn.
Yeah.
Ew.
Jesus.
He only had one day left till retirement.
And he only started yesterday.
Yes.
What the fuck is this performance? The editing, they can like pegs!
That dude, I'm going to put up as a contender for supporting actor because his acting is like, it's amazing.
You know, I don't know if Pat wants to ever join us for 2B Tuesdays after this.
Oh. I'm sorry.
No. I just need to remember to be properly equipped.
Okay, to be fair, from now on, anytime I do a movie for this show, I'll rewatch it beforehand and then be like, okay.
Yeah, because if you rewatch this, you would have been like, yeah.
And by prepared, you mean medicated, right?
Yes. I certainly needed to be medicated for this. Bloody hell.
I am. It's not helping.
Okay, I'm holding my gun.
Let us in. We want to watch Night Killer.
Don't pull my hair.
Ah, these ugly people are touching my hair. I only washed it this morning.
Where did all these... I just want to know where all these zombies suddenly came from.
Mm.
Where were they before?
He wasn't doing
anything.
You can save her.
You can say he's not doing anything
I keep expecting him to be just like, well, my work here is done. Seriously.
They got COVID. Shoot them.
This is so useless right now.
They're poor. Shoot them.
Hey, Jim Morrison.
Oh, no.
Jim Morrison's come back from the dead.
Surely she could just get away. They're not holding her down very, you know, hard.
They're just barely like,
They're barely touching her. Like, move.
They're not even trying to eat her.
Well, that's for the other movie.
The ew.
Ba-dum-tish.
Hell of the sex. Hell of the sexy dead.
That's on Booby Tuesday.
Yes.
Booby Tuesday, available coming soon on After Dark.
The Booby Tuesdays. How would they... You know what? I'm going to say this. I'm going to go back to one of our very old episodes. Well, it's not very old.
Yes.
Rob Van Dam holds weaponry better than these guys.
I don't think we'd ever say that, but...
Yeah. I mean, look, at least RVD was kind of had it in the right direction kind of thing, matched up, even though it wasn't quite right. These guys are, like, holding it there, looking the other direction. Like, fuck off.
Shoot it in the head? Boom.
Yeah.
Why is the craziest person amongst this team also the smartest one?
Is he, though? Wasn't that smart before?
Well, he's the only one who keeps silly. Dudes, shoot him in the head.
Yeah, then what the fuck was he playing at before?
Ah, I got fire.
Now you're playing with power. I don't know.
I'm playing with power.
And you know what? The score, like music and stuff they use, does not fucking suit this at all.
That's why it's like archival music scores.
It is not. Like, oh, fuck. This is not okay. This is 2 hours of my life I'm not getting back, Bede.
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
I do feel bad. I apologize.
You should feel bad. This is dreadful.
This is the fourth time, Bede.
I promise I'll pick an actual good movie for the next.
No,
next.
You won't.
I still don't get it. What is the plot of this movie?
I don't know. I'm sorry. Sorry, boys. I got it on the menu after all. What is with his dialogue? We'll meet again. In hell.
see, that dude should have played the Joker.
That dude should have played all the roles. At least maybe it would have been interesting.
That guy's in a completely different movie than everybody else.
Yes.
Exactly. He is the Jared Leto of this movie.
It would have been made better if he was in a chic suit.
House of the Gucci Dead.
Oh, Jesus. Then everyone will be like, it's a me, a zombie.
It's a me, I want to eat your brains. Get off me. I'll light you on fire.
And now it's Hereditary.
Okay, we that was the one guy that they had to pay insurance for the
yes.
To do a fire stunt.
Because he set one of them on fire and that's it.
Like they paid insurance on this movie.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
I like that one zombie. It's the car's coming towards like he's like, oh, better get out of the way. Don't want to get run over.
No, let's not lock the doors.
Yeah. Seriously, why did they not set them all on fire?
We don't want to be in this movie anymore. Take us with you.
They don't want to work for Bruno Mattei and Claudio Fragrasso anymore.
Oh my gosh. Why did they stop? Just keep going.
Why?
If you set up, wouldn't have... Wow.
Yes.
These people really do deserve to get...
Wow. Yeah.
And it's taken this long for them to be eaten.
Ba-dum-tish.
Hey guys.
And Luigi there still hasn't got his camera, but whatever.
Guys, you want to hear a really bad joke?
Bede, I never want to hear your bad jokes.
Booby?
Oh, bats.
Bats! I don't know.
Well, hi, bats.
Bats! The zombie virus, Corona!
Oh my gosh, this movie predicted it!
It predicted it.
Of course, now I'm just being reminded of that film Bats.
Yes. With Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yes, Lou Diamond Phillips. Wow.
I'm going to move my hat slowly.
That was
now I'm even more crazy. He's gone insane.
This guy sort of looks like Dario Argento.
It does.
Actually, if this movie was remade, the guy who played Polka Dot Man in the Suicide Squad should play that character.
Yeah. But who would ever remake this piece of shit?
Bruno Mattei.
Who would ever want to watch this movie?
I'd like to apologize to Dario Argento for...
Yes.
I want to apologize to Goblin for having Bruno Mattei steal your music from other better movies. And there's that Vaseline lens again.
Yeah, what is up with that? I think that would just, like, glamour. Sweaty.
It's a glamour shot.
It's the glamour shot. La, da, da. That's it. Seriously, what is this movie?
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
That's what I'd rather be doing right now, mate. Oh, for fuck's sake, how's there 20 minutes left? Why?
I got 20 minutes to get through, so maybe this will help.
Why?
Once again, I apologize.
No, you don't!
You keep doing it!
Oh, actually, you know what? Maybe I should still keep torturing you guys because Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny had tons of downloads out of all our Christmas episodes. So people enjoyed the fact that I tortured Jizz.
But at what cost to our souls be?
That's why it balances out by you, Batch and Marcy, pick the good, fun, bad movies.
So they just...
Is that a coyote? What is that? What's going on? What is
I
this?
Don't know!
It's
why does
stock footage?
This movie has more stock footage than an Ed Wood movie!
I was going to say...
See, okay.
And it's twice as long!
And David Attenborough should be, like, you know, narrating this section of the movie.
No, seriously. That coyote chasing that kangaroo rat or whatever that was was probably the most excitement that we've had in...
in ages.
Very much so.
Yeah, I don't know how long.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we need to save gas, so we just...
Now, as we see here, there is this bird in the sky. I don't know what the fuck David Attenborough sounds like.
It's these birds here.
These
are
birds
flying around
here.
On Hell of the Living Dead.
I'd rather be flying the fuck
out of
here.
Don't worry, they're almost near the laboratory.
You said that like fucking 3 hours ago, mate! This movie has gone nowhere!
Are we there yet?
It's amazing throughout all of this, only one member of their team has died.
Really?
Yes.
And he was the most entertaining one.
Yes.
So, there's a lot about this movie I don't understand.
It's a Bruno Mattei movie. I don't think you're meant to understand anything. And Claudio Fragasso wrote the script to this movie.
This there doesn't was a make script? Any sense.
Yes.
Why are they... Are we suddenly sure? They're near the beach, or...
Yeah, how did they get from the jungle to the desert to the beach, or whatever? I don't fucking know.
This is...
She did not do all that walking in those boots. Get fucked.
Basically, I think Bryce Dallas Howard saw this movie as like, I would have wear, like heels in Jurassic
World.
Why is there a
doll head? Okay, sure. This is...
And birds.
Why is there stock footage? Why? Where did they get the fucking... Where did the fuck they get the boat from?
They used a cheat code. This is Grand Theft Auto now.
That makes more sense.
Yes.
That makes more sense than anything else in this movie.
Yeah.
And she's still wearing those boots.
Yep.
Yes. Okay, everyone, get in the boat.
You need to get up and push.
Okay,
do they even know how to...
the wrong way.
Yeah, like, seriously, do you know how to row a boat? It's got a fucking motor on it, but okay, let's paddle.
Let's go for a swim.
Where did these zombies come from?
Bye!
Come to...
Bye!
Come back, please.
Come back.
We don't leave this movie either.
Come back.
This film, I'm pretty sure they discovered teleportation and they just never told anyone.
See, this is basically
back
like...
Back in the factory.
Back in the factory.
I think this is the same beach from Night Killer as well.
I think it is.
I mean, it's probably not, but whatever.
Hey, don't mind me, I'm just grooving out to the music.
Contamination again, why not?
Oh, yeah.
This sounds like The Weeknd.
I don't know. What?
Oh my gosh.
we really do not need to see every little bit of them getting the fucking boat onto a shore.
Bruno Matai is the horror equivalent of Terrence Malick. And I like how basically, I'm going to steal this joke from Corona Zombie, so all credit to them. This factory, all the tubing looks like it's a water park.
Mm-hmm.
It might, I'm sure that it was probably more fun if it was a water park.
Yes.
Did they really use footage from this movie for Corona Zombies?
They did. They used footage from this movie and another film called Zombie, Zombie, Zombies. And with only 10 minutes of actual footage they shot for that film, and basically inserted it here and there and redubbed the vocals for, I mean, the voices for boiler jokes.
Wow.
I'm just amazed at the fact that they just teleport all over the place. Yeah. And one cares.
It's clearly not night.
Yeah, or that's see, another how, thing, too. It's clearly
much,
not night.
How much the movie's left?
Maybe
I think it's about 10 minutes and then 4 minutes of credits.
I'll be right back.
No, we won't. Oh, he's no. leaving. He's peacing out.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
See,
I'm sorry, come
see,
back.
We only walk out on your picks.
No.
That says a lot.
I'm sorry.
I haven't walked out yet.
I'm sorry. You know, I am actually really sorry. I apologize.
I'll see if I'll make you walk out next week's episode.
I'm scared.
You should be.
I promise when it's my next turn, I'll pick something that I think we all can enjoy.
So just like in a Bruno Matai movie, music, walking around, nothing happening.
Exactly.
On
so
brand.
This is like, so this is where all his trademarks begin.
What are they
and
meant
take
to
a
be
zoom
fucking,
shot of those lights.
What are they meant to be doing? Why are they there? What's happening? Oh my god, it's the hallway from Shocking Dark.
They're trying to look for the source of where the virus was released.
And what's
oh
that going to do?
How do they know this?
I don't know.
To be fair.
No.
To be fair.
There's no to be fair. No to be fair.
I was going to say, it's Italian horror movies. So you don't need, like, logic in any of these movies. Things just happen.
I don't
happen.
Know.
I mean, when you watch
the Italian horror movies that I've seen had at least had some sense of logic in some cases. This is just wow.
But Bruno Matai Italian horror is different from regular Italian horror.
Yeah, you need to specify that.
That is true.
Why is this movie?
Let's
still
go up the
on?
Elevator.
Why is this still on? Why are we still watching it? Why isn't it finished?
Yes.
This movie
I'm just
is
waiting for the. Is this supposed to be an elevator?
Yes.
Or
yes,
is this like just they just
it's
put
an elevator?
Put tarp over. They just put tarp over the window.
Yeah, they did.
It's
they
probably.
Did.
It pretty much looks like an office door, and they just turned into an elevator for this scene.
Mm-hmm. It really just looks like an exit door or something.
Yes.
And suddenly, these guys are all sweaty for no reason.
Mm-hmm. That's not an elevator. I hate to break it to you. Elevators don't open like that.
Wow!
Oh, here we go. You everyone just can't move when there's whatever they
are.
Oh
no, Luigi!
They're eating my mustache!
I need your mustache powers!
No, Luigi.
Oh my god. Why are they just...
Back to Luigi dying.
Yeah,
yes, you came back just in time.
Why are they just sitting there watching it happen? You bastards!
I was going to say, how much stock footage did I miss?
Yeah.
They're not even hitting them!
What is this?
It's clear. Okay. These guys all deserve to die. They have no idea where the head is. They have no idea how to shoot.
You know,
this is just making
yeah.
Wow.
This movie uses the same logic that Vince McMahon uses to book Monday Night Raw.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And the elevator just suddenly goes up.
Nope. There's blood everywhere.
I don't know how that's an elevator, because they're clearly in a room. Get away from here. Oh my God. You're an hysterical.
Why did they bother going in the factory?
Why did they bother doing anything?
Oh my gosh. Let's be honest, they all deserve to die. I'm sorry. I know.
Yeah.
Ah! My face! My beautiful face! Bastards!
Stand there screaming. Just, yeah.
What the fuck? Cool.
My neck only had one day left till retirement.
Why are they taking him with him? He's fucking bitten.
Because they're stupid.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that's right. They're dumb. They're really stupid. I mean, at this point, he's barely alive. He's looking really waxy.
This guy should be bleeding out, and they should be having to drag him at this point.
Yes.
And he gets more wax-like every time.
And she has, like, more blood on her than he does on himself after being bitten.
Fucking hell.
Operation Sweet Death.
Wow.
It would be... We need the sweet release of death for this film. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Why? Why? Why?
I'm
a zombie now.
Oh, he's got all blue. I'm blue, double D, double die.
File.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to do it before. Marcy, you want to hear a bad joke?
Bede, I never want to hear...
a bad joke.
Yeah, Bede, I never want to hear your bad jokes.
What do you call Bruno Mattei if he worked for a toy company? Bruno Mattel.
Oh my God.
That is so bad.
Get out. Get out. I wish I had that gif of this guy just saying, get out.
Get out.
I apologize.
And I wish I had a gif of the fuck off.
Basically, like, my like the episode of me is basically to be like Kevin Costner in that episode of The Simpsons. It's like, oh, this is the Postman audio commentary. Give it a listen. And it's kind of like, I am so sorry. What was I thinking? I am so sorry.
Yeah, that should be you. Should have been you for the last, 2 hours or whatever the fuck this has been.
Oh, only 3 pages of the script. Ah, no, they're terrible. We're just going to have no script at all.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they didn't.
This guy really just like, I can't take anymore.
He's giving
up. Oh, look, it's bottles.
For the water park?
These are going to be the models for Shocking Dark.
Oh my God.
Is it just me, or her, does the blood on her face change?
Mm-hmm.
It does.
I'm surprised she's not painted again.
This is where they get to throw in the social commentary.
Mm-hmm.
See, he's got a writing. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, really. Just staring off.
This is all just some sort of revelation. Just 8 minutes out from the end.
Yes.
Why is all this shit on fire?
Because they found the information about all, like, what is happening, and it's, like, way too late. It's like, well, actually, now that I remember, I think I'm probably, again, wrong about this because I'm wrong about everything. They basically came there to destroy evidence so the zombie stuff doesn't get traced back to this laboratory.
I thought they went there to find out what happened and to stop it.
I think that and also destroy it. I don't know.
Yeah, none of this makes sense. Yeah.
So he's basically just telling us all what's going on, and he's just standing there with his gun, just going, I really need to be in another movie.
I'll look over here.
Well, the blood's changed on both of their faces right now.
Yep.
So you're saying there's going to be a new season of The Masked Singer? Uh-oh. Here comes those zombies. They're coming through the pipes!
I forgot. There were zombies in this movie.
And they, zombies in a water park would be actually be.
Oh my god, that would have actually been good.
Look at the base suits, think people suits. Look at them, they're onesies. Like furballs or whatever. I'm gonna lead these zombies.
Leotards.
Yeah.
But none of the, they didn't even. They didn't even bring back the. Oh my gosh.
This is nearly finished. Oh, thank god.
We're just gonna walk into single file.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, is she still talking?
Lady, we should get out of here. Why are you still talking?
Usually you're supposed to do this after, not during.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no, they found this. We could have gotten away 20 minutes earlier if I didn't start talking. Join us, wear blue face paint.
I don't know what color that is, but it looks like they're wearing, like, mud masks.
They probably come and work with us at the spa.
Yeah, seriously.
You all get massages. Get massages.
We give you a massage and mud baths.
To be fair. Dawn of the Dead, they did have, I mean, they really did have Tom Savini, I can't even speak this movie, so.
Whoa!
Oh my god!
They're pulling out her tongue! Oh!
Oh my gosh, no!
It's like, stop talking! Ew.
So, it's a Fulci movie. Yeah.
I was gonna say, if there's eye trauma, it's a Fulci movie.
It only took till the very end to fucking get there.
Oh my gosh. And this guy's just watching TV.
So anyway, Siskel, what did you think of Hell of the Living Dead? Well, Ebert.
Two thumbs down, what a piece of shit. Fuck off. Sweet.
I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
I was expecting glory with this movie, but you have not delivered.
I was expecting nothing, and I'm still disappointed.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, zombies. Oh, wait, they're just regular alive people.
Mate, if you're expecting...
Is that Phil Collins in the background?
Yes.
That's Phil Collins.
If you're... That's Italian Phil Collins.
It's Phil Collinsino.
Yeah. If you're expecting a turd sandwich and you got this movie, you'd be disappointed.
I'm sorry.
Mm.
No, you're not.
No, he's definitely not. It's okay. I'm getting him back.
Oh my gosh.
I'm getting him back.
Yeah, but you're getting me back at the same time.
Yeah, but maybe I'm just purposely going to torture Bede.
Oh no. Oh,
okay.
No. It better not be what I think it is.
I didn't say anything.
No.
Is this supposed to be some this last minute?
Like,
oh no, the zombies are here.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it.
The zombies have made it to civilization.
Oh, shit. Of this old man person.
Oh, no. What a surprise.
Oh, my God. She wants a three-way with the zombie.
Ew. Zombie freeway.
But why would she want to go up to him then?
Come on. Let's go have an orgy with this zombie.
Mmm.
Looks like Daphne Zoniga.
She does.
This is supposed to be some, like... Oh, my gosh.
Excuse me. Sir, you got pizza all over your face!
Mamma mia, I gotta stop making my pizza!
Oh! This other zombie grabbed the back of her head. Ah!
Where did they all come from?
Oh, I'm ready for the orgy now.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? If this movie was just zombies appearing out of nowhere and just eating people, it would have been way better use of our time for this movie.
It would have been better. It's just...
Oh my god. This is just... Oh, man.
Run away!
Yeah, this guy is just... This loser boyfriend of hers really does deserve to die.
They're just like, have you heard about our Lord and Savior, Donald Trump?
How is she still screaming? Oh my gosh. It just,
he escaped the Blue Man Group.
I was going to say that was Dr. Manhattan. Coming up next is Zombie 4 After Death.
No, we're fucking done. No more. We're fucking done with this shit.
This is the first and last zombie movie we're doing on this show.
At least
for a while.
Bede, you need to earn your pick privileges.
No. You need to hit the apologize button.
No, I'm sorry.
No, you're not. I can see it in your face. You got so much pleasure out of torturing us with this piece of shit. Ugh.
Maybe on one little tiny level.
Bede, do you know
what... Only a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
Bede, do you know what the time is?
Time to shut the fuck up.
Bede, it's fuck your clock. There we go.
I promise whenever I do get my next pick, which may be like 4 years from now, it'll be a decent movie, I promise.
It won't be, but
anyway. Right.
We believe you. Anyway, nobody in this movie is going to make it to the Hall of Fame.
No.
Not at all.
Except the Hall of footage. Fame?
Yes. Yeah. It's right behind Batch.
Well, because we started phase two, we've only got two people on it. The old Hall of Fame was covered with lots of awesome, characters and stuff. But anyway, that was the piece of shit movie, Hell of the Living Dead, or whatever other fucking names it's called. We don't thank Bede for picking this movie, but we've survived, so that says something. We're still here.
Yes.
Anyway. Everybody, as per usual, as we do every week, you can find us at supermarcy.com, our base of operations for the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And if you want to check out us everywhere else, please head to linktr.ee/the2B Tuesdays podcast, and you can find all our links to find us on all your podcast streaming platforms and social medias. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I am at twitter.com/supermarcy, and I am on Letterboxd at super_marcy on Letterboxd. Blah. This movie has fried my brain. Bede, where can people find you to send you fucking hate mail for this piece of shit movie?
All right, if people want to find me send hate mail, you can send it to me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/BedeJamine, or my Letterboxd account at letterboxd.com/BedeJamine, or you can find all my writings over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns.
For now.
Yes. I'm probably going to be fired. Pat, I think you might have to be the new co-host of 2B Tuesdays now.
Oh my gosh. Well,
so it's going to be going from one Australian to two Canadians.
Yeah, we could probably manage that.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yes.
Ba-doom, tish. Segway. Batch, where can people find you this week?
You can find me every Tuesday and now Thursday on the Pop4D Network. So every Tuesday, Web Tales, where me and Mark Chevalier recap all the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to present day. And Thursdays, you can catch me on Avenging Tales, where me and James Simpson recap the Avengers from the beginning to present day. So make sure you subscribe to Pop4D and all your podcasts, and Web Tales and all your podcasts. Follow me on my socials at Pop4D Official on the Instagram, as well as the Twitter, as well as the TikToks.
Indeed.
And Pat, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me in my usual ramblings over at Bloody Disgusting. You can also find me on my social, at Pat Torfey on Twitter.
And that's
pretty much it.
And that's it. And from all of us here at the 2B Tuesdays podcast, we just want to say fuck you, Bede. And also, yes, we're sorry.
And it's a genuine Canadian sorry.
Sorry.
It is. We're real sorry.
We're real sorry, eh? But yes. Yeah, everybody, we'll see you next Tuesday.
See everybody. Bye.
Oh, I just got it.
The
Tubi Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.